Sorry.
Yeah.
the last stop, because as we were ending, I caught the last paragraph, and it caught my eye.
Off of Arizona Central.
Yes, because it says the most recent private prison contract in Arizona was awarded to private prison-operated CoreCivic in a deal expected to generate millions for the company. The five-year contract took effect December 29th, 2021, and the state will pay $85 per prisoner per day for the contract while guaranteeing a minimum 90% occupancy rate. So
how do they fulfill that guarantee?
How do they fulfill that guarantee? And also, I'm just curious how much they spend per student versus what they pay per prisoner on a state level.
I think a bunch of stuff is about to become illegal. Mm-hmm. There.
Well, the important thing is that Arizona lawmakers are investing in private prisons after record high campaign contributions in recent years. Open secrets.
Holy hell. What the hell else did you have? God, Jesus fucking Christ. Hmm. All right. Fiasco Leader has herself a smooth beverage.
A very smooth beverage, yes.
In hand.
Are we doing the EMT one?
Yeah, looking over here at the Associated Press.
Okay.
Article up by Michael Hill.
Yes.
Published July 19th, 2022. Not too many days before now, the 25th, 6:24 p.m. Mm-hmm. And Michael Hill tells us that, well, a police investigator in Western New York has been suspended, all right, after having a run-in with an EMT.
Oh,
the
uh-huh.
What?
A run-in, uh-huh.
A run-in.
Mm-hmm.
The police have those sometimes. They have run-ins.
Okay.
All right. Now, the suspension was announced by City Police Monday, a week after the EMT Lekia Smith. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
L-E-K-I-A.
I'm willing to take a bet.
I make assumptions.
Mm-hmm. So did the police.
Oh, let me go to images. Oh, Jeepers Creepers and Chimney Sweepers. And it looks like the same Lekia Smith. Oh, Jesus. If this really is the same one, and it really does, she goes back to MySpace.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, MySpace account still active. I bet she got some hot remixes on there. She got some fat slappers on MySpace.
No, she does.
All right, but yes, she is colored and black and Negro all at the same time,
mm-hmm.
which I can imagine he was not too fond of. All right, now skipping on back to the Associated Press. So, Lekia Smith was handcuffed at the Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester, New York. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Rochester, demographics, what's happening?
It's exactly what you think it is.
No. Okay. I think Method Man's from there.
Okay.
The five largest ethnic groups in Rochester, see, in New York, are black.
Mm-hmm.
Or African-American non-Hispanic, that's 37%.
Mm-hmm.
White non-Hispanic, 36.7%. Mm-hmm. There's actually more Negroes, which means more power.
Right, it means more power. That's what it is.
White Hispanic is 11%. Other Hispanic, 3.4%. Hispanic is not an ethnicity. And Asian, non-Hispanic, 2.9%. All right, so it's kind of a black stronghold, so I could see how he feared for his life.
Really?
With all them colors out there?
Uh-huh.
There's like 37.6% of them
out there. It's not like it was
there.
A white man with an AR-15. He wasn't scared.
No one's scared of that. A white man with an AR-15 means that the free market economy is strong, that the Second Amendment is strong, and that his arms are strong enough to hold it up. You know how many kids you gotta shoot?
Have you tried telling that to the cops in Uvalde?
Oh, they were just checking their Punisher font on their...
They were?
I said font. Oh my god. I'm whack. Alright. Lekia Smith was handcuffed, and a security video obtained by WHEC-TV shows the investigator backing Smith, a black woman, into a corner, so I didn't even need to go looking for pictures. As she stood beside a patient on a stretcher, he grabs her arms, cuffs her behind her back, and takes her outside. And we actually, Phoenix and I can view that video here, and I can link it up.
But first, we turn to breaking news. We have an update to a story News 10 NBC broke last week. The EMT, who was handcuffed by an RPD investigator inside the emergency room at Strong Hospital, released a statement.
This comes after the announcement today that the police investigator has been suspended with pay. The EMT in the video that we were the first to show you is Lakia Smith. Last Monday, the investigator's car was parked in the ambulance bay when Smith hit it while...
Oh, yeah, he slammed her on that wall.
...opening her door to unload a patient. The investigator insisted on getting her identification, while Smith insisted on getting her patient inside.
And he is really yanking her around.
He is. But also, like, it's... I mean, obviously, like, he's a cop and he's being racist and doing all that cop shit, but, like, it's really wild to me to see her in her uniform with her mask on, she's got gloves on, and literally standing next to a person on a stretcher, and he just fucking grabbed her. Like, what if that person was having, like... Obviously, he came to the emergency room. Like, this patient is in the emergency room. There's an emergency. But what if that was, you know, like a life-threatening, like, time emergency. Like, what if it was a heart attack? You can't be fucking around with that, like, when someone's having a heart attack or, like, severe trauma from, like, a car accident or something. Like, what if that patient got fucked up because the paramedic couldn't take care of them?
See, and shit like that. Here we go. All right, everybody. It's okay. It's okay to disagree. You're you, I'm me, you think how you think, and I'm sure you think those thoughts are good ideas. Police kids' names should be public.
Woo!
All right. Ain't nobody going to assassinate them, and if they do, that cop really brought that on those kids. Mm. Like, if somebody goes that far, holy shit, what did that cop do to bring that on his own kids? But also, other kids should know, like, your father's a piece of shit that attacks EMTs.
But also, like, your father's a piece of shit who could just show up and fuck me up because you had a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, you could be like, oh, this kid was picking on me, and your dad will just fucking go there and shoot them. Like, that shit happens, right? Because, like, a couple years ago, we covered a story about a cop who killed his daughter's boyfriend because he was black.
Yeah.
He just didn't want his daughter dating a black man, so just fucking killed him at a traffic stop.
Yeah, and that's not the first. Yeah, we covered that in 2014, too. Yeah, that's not new.
Investigator then handcuffed her, slamming her against a desk in the process. We're told she was released when an RPD supervisor got to the scene.
Now, local advocacy group State Rochester released this statement on her behalf.
Okay, but yeah, so we really just we wanted to see that. Like we didn't know what was going down. Yes, he is slamming her about. Continuing, Lakia Smith has a lawyer by the name of Elliot Shields, and the lawyer says it started outside after the investigator parked in the ambulance bay. The EMT got out to unload the patient and bumped, I'm not going to use the word that they're using, bumped the police car with the door. I also don't like how they're using her door. That's not her ambulance.
Hit a so it wasn't even his personal car. It was the police car, the squad car.
Let's see. Let's make sure.
Since when have cops ever given a fuck about caring about taxpayer property, though?
If you feel he looks cool in it, though.
Mm-hmm. He was. Does it have a Punisher logo on it too?
He was probably going to meet some chick in that car.
I'm about to rape some chick in that car.
Yeah, that too. But the fact is, he was doing it.
Well, yeah.
See? Shouldn't get in his way. And they did note that the pig was still being paid, so paid vacation. Investigator put her in a bear hug. Yeah, we saw that part. Causing her to lose grip on the gurney. Shields says, quote, we don't need investigators, high-ranking officers who are out there acting like that. Oh, that's what the spokesperson is saying. Oh, cut the shit. That's what they do. I'm so tired of the fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, people need to just start throwing fucking fruit at these people.
Seriously, and that should be, like, the conversation. That should be, like, the caption every time. Like, you know, whatever, a spokesperson, Jane Doe, who apparently doesn't know who the fuck they work with, said that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, get the fuck, I'm so tired of that shit. Been reading that bullshit lie. Now we're gonna work on, let's see where they go with this. Oh, Jesus. And the homegirl, Lakeir Smith, released a statement through the community group that we didn't let the news people just read for us. And they're saying that she still has, quote, some mental and physical difficulty, end quote, because they will injure you. Mm-hmm. Also saying, quote, obviously this incident is deeply concerning to me. Oh, that's the lie that the police chief is saying.
Right.
David Smith of Rochester Police. That's his lie, of course.
Yeah. And something that I wish was more, I guess, like, socially accepted in the narrative of, like, these police brutality cases is talking about it in terms, like, similar terms to the way we talk about, like, domestic violence and things like that. Because what is it, like, in a domestic violence situation that you're always hearing is, oh, he's hitting the wall, but not hitting you, but, like, he's hitting the wall so you know that it could be you. That's exactly what cops are doing when they fuck with black people like this. Like, even if you don't die, you're still going to essentially have, like, PTSD and be triggered because the whole point was to terrorize you, to let you know I can rape you, I can kill you, I can frame you, I can do anything I want to you, and you can't stop me. And that really needs to be a part of this conversation. It's, like, it's intentionally done to create terror to be like, but if I want to, I can.
Yeah, and maybe some of you out there are wondering, like, well, what can I do? And I mean, well, you gotta think about that. Like, you have young family members, you have yourself to worry about, you have friends, people you care about, and you know that there are police out there that want to do everything that we know they do to you and yours. So you just gotta figure that one out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll come to the right conclusion.
We can only hope.
Continuing in this new direction I'm going in.
It was very subtle. Good job, hon.
Deeply concerning. Rochester's police union, okay, this is the real name? The Locust Club? Locust.
It's so oddly appropriate for cops, though.
Okay.
It's like, really oddly appropriate for cops. That's what they do. They are locusts.
And you just, again, ask yourself, like, what kind
what
of budget
you
have. Yeah, like, if...
What do you do when there's a plague of locusts?
Like, when...
Right, because have you ever seen a plague of locusts?
I don't think so.
That shit is fucking...
I don't think I've ever seen any
they
shit like that.
They will eat everything. Like, get you, like... Because they'll come in, like, a fucking... Like, imagine, like, a swarm of... Like, a big-ass swarm of bees.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in the cartoons where, like, the bees are, like, chasing some guy and he jumps in the river or whatever. But they're bigger. They look kind of like stick bugs a little bit. But they eat anything. Like, let them land on your field of crops, your shit will be decimated. They will eat your clothes. They will land on you. Like,
where the hell are they?
I mostly know them from, like, Middle Eastern, North African stories. But I think they're in the South as well.
That's good. That's good. All right. That's what I wanted.
But yeah, no, that really is. They show up as a group and fuck up everything they touch. That's literally
really?
What cops do.
Well, that's quite a club to be in. And they claim that they think that the suspension is, quote, perplexing. That's what they're saying in public in front of people and cameras. Keep in mind, every time you quote a cop, you should always suffix it with, that's what he said in public in front of us. We don't know what he's saying to his buddies in the locker room. Literally, a locker room. Continuing. with a quote, the incident in question reached a mutually acceptable resolution that day when both the investigator and the EMT were able to jointly discuss the reasons for their actions and both accepted each other's explanations. Now, did she accept it? Like, put the word reluctantly in front of there. Put the word, like, how come she can't fear for her life?
Right, that's that shit. Like, so the guy who already, again, didn't kill you, but let you know he could kill you by throwing you into a wall and dragging you around like a rag doll, right? That guy who has a gun shows up with his other friends who have guns and told you to get on board. Okay.
Right? In a world where she knows Marissa Alexander's story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Continuing, we should just say Marissa Alexander is the one that was making the rounds in 2014 after Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman and the Stand Your Ground case. She had a violent ex in the house. She fired a warning shot into the ceiling, and she is rotting away in the rape cage for that.
No, she's out.
She's out?
Mm-hmm.
I gave up on that story.
She's out. Yeah, the prosecutor got so much fucking pushback, she had to.
Damn. Which, and that's the cold shit. Until it looks like it may affect my career.
Yep.
Fucking animals. I don't know. Again, like, think about you and yours, your family member. And, you know, you may have done some overtime hours, you might be able to make a purchase. And maybe some accessory purchases with that purchase. You may want to go practice with it. And you may want to preemptively defend yourself. Continuing toward the end here. Shields says that was not accurate. Uh-oh. Save Rochester said the incident pointed to a damaged relationship between police and people of color. In 2020, police and city officials came under fire for their handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died that March, a week after being held by police officers against the pavement until he stopped breathing. Just kind of what they do and whom they are.